In the assignment, we ask you to do a bit of research. The problem with bonds is that it is very difficult to find websites that give you accurate bond quotes. There are very few. And in fact, the one we're going to use today doesn't always give very accurate quotes. Unlike stocks, which have dozens of websites that give very accurate quotes. And why is that? Well, most bondholders are very wealthy and they probably have somebody to do it for them. And in the brokerage firm that I work for, there's a guy who just does bonds. That's all he does is work with bonds. And he has, if anybody who wants anything, any information, we go to him because he knows what's going on in the bond market. It's just not as active and not as democratized, we should say, as the stock market, where in bond trades, as we said in the presentation, you know, they want a $25,000 minimum. They'd want you to actually have hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest. And so most individual investors just don't get involved in the bond market, except for the Treasury. The TreasuryDirect.gov allows you to buy with your $1,000 a single bond, which is actually very cool. So there's one website called FINRA. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And it's not even their website. Watch what happens when we click on it. There's their homepage, and then there's the search page. If we look up here, it's actually finra-markets.morningstar. Morningstar is a company that rates mutual funds and stocks and the like. But if you go to their website, you can't find a place where you can get bond quotes. So figure that one out. But it's actually they're using Morningstar data, and it's very suspect. Some of the data you look at, you say, no, that can't be right. So let's say, notice I've already looked up some things. So let's look up Home Depot. Now notice that it's already set for corporate bonds. So we don't have to change that. We're going to type in Home Depot. It remembers that I typed it in, so it tells me that. But and then you got it. I'm making this screen smaller so that it doesn't get too big. But you come down to show results. There it is. There, show results. And it shows us the latest data that it has on Home Depot bonds. These are all bonds. There's the coupon yield, corporate bonds. They're all callable, which means Home Depot can refinance them if they want to. And notice that this one is due in 2036, and it's paying 5.875. Well, the price is $1,490. You have to multiply by 10. And so it's only yielding 2.239%. So if you go through the worksheet, you'll see that if it's a premium bond, we're going to get paid less than the coupon rate. So this thing is paying us $58.75. Actually, it's paying us half that every 6 months. It's due in 2036. It's rated A2, which is actually not bad, actually pretty darn good, A from S&P. So it's considered an investment grade bond and something you would think about, that Home Depot would be investment grade. But they're selling, now let's see, look at this one. This is not right. Coupon yield of 4.4%, but it's going to be due in April. I see why it's yielding so little. It's due in April, so it yields very, it's a long story. We get into this in Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management. But when bonds are very close to maturity, as this one is, they start getting closer and closer to their par value, 1,000. But see, this one's not right. It is right, 2041, right. 5.95%, that's pretty darn high by today's standards. But you have to pay $1,511.95. Why did they just put 151, 195? It's a long story. They want you to be confused. It's really true. They do. They don't want you to understand it. You just move the decimal point one to the right. So this one, if you buy this one, you get to keep it till 2041 and get paid $59.50. But you have to pay $1,511.95. So you really only get 2.6%. You see that? It's not that difficult. But a lot of this data I look at, sometimes you look at it and you go, that ain't right. I know that isn't right. So you have to be careful. And if you do want to buy individual bonds, you find a broker who's dedicated to bonds. Now, if you want to take a look at Southwestern, I'll show you how to do it. You have to pick municipal bonds. There's government, there's a treasury. And then just type Southwestern. Now, see, I've already done it. It remembers. Don't type anything else. And also tell it you want California. Make sure you tell it you want, come back up here. What's going up here? Move this over here. California. And then come on over to where the button, you can hit the enter key too. You don't have to come over and hit the button, but let's show the results. And you'll see there's Southwestern. Look how they abbreviate community, college district, California. Here's a bond that's going to be due very soon. So let's forget that one. But here's a bond that's not going to be due until 2040. So another 20 years. It's paying 5%. You get $50. You get $25 twice a year. Southwestern could call it back if they wanted to. They could pay off the loan early if they wanted to. But you have to pay $1,135 to get that 5%, so you're only getting 2.7%, which is actually not bad. Look at this one. It's paying only 1.26%. And look at this one. See, this one's due next August, so it's only paying about 1%. As bonds get closer and closer to their maturity date, they start paying less and less and less, especially if they're premium bond. How are we doing? Okay, so that's Southwestern. Cool. And then there's lots of other criteria that you can enter. I didn't show you all the criteria, but whether you want exclude taxes, whether you want treasury type, what types of treasury bonds, coupon types, maturity dates, what ratings you want. So there's a lot of stuff, but we don't need you to do. You can play with it if you want, but we don't need you to do that. So piece of cake, very easy. Just get one or two quotes. I think I asked you to go Chevron, but you can get any company as long as they're a big company. Don't go for small companies. And if you want to get Southwestern, go right ahead, or any other, go check out Poway School District or check out the San Diego Unified School District or Sweetwater Union High School District. Just check out and see who's well-liked by the rating agencies. Okay, have fun.